Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A critical incident is unfolding on the Bruce Highway in central Queensland. A man is fighting for his life after being shot by police this morning. It happened near Coliseum, south of Merriamvale. Police say the man was in a stolen car when they intercepted him. It comes as Queensland welcomes a new police commissioner. Steve Golchevsky, who served as acting commissioner following Katerina Carroll's resignation, has been officially appointed after an 8-week interim period. Premier Stephen Miles praised Golchevsky's 40-year career, including a decade as deputy commissioner.
He is a well-known and respected senior officer in the Queensland Police Service and will do a fantastic job.
The woman accused of murdering three relatives with poisonous mushrooms has appeared in court via video link. Erin Patterson's lawyers have opted for a regional hearing despite a faster option in Melbourne. The magistrate expressed concerns about the delay's impact on Patterson, who remains in custody. The case returns to court next month. And the federal government is aiming for a second budget surplus next month, but Jim Chalmers admits it's an uphill battle. A slowdown in the global economy is threatening Australia's growth, making it harder to balance the books. Still, the Treasurer says cost of living relief remains a priority.
We want to make sure that it's designed the right way to take the edge off inflation rather than add to it. We want our cost of living help to be part of the solution to inflation rather than part of the problem.
The GWS Giants are challenging one-game suspensions for Toby Green and Jesse Hogan. Green's in trouble for a hit on Carlton's Jordan Boyd, while Hogan's facing the axe for a clash with Lewis Young. The Eagles are challenging Tom Barras's one-week ban for a hit on Frio's Michael Walters during their derby win. Meanwhile, 19-year-old West Coast sensation Harley Reid is already a superstar, and his bank account is about to reflect that. With his current contract ending in 2026, experts predict a mega $1 million deal on the horizon, potentially exceeding $1 million a year.